Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Most people don't really have a very clear picture of what the Hawza is and what seminary students and scholars really do. Which is really unfortunate because as an Islamic community, we should really put effort to know more about our Islamic heritage and where our knowledge of Islam comes from. In this session, we looked in detail at some of the Hawza's activities, but here's a very general recap. The Hawza is a center of education that trains scholars in Islamic subjects based on intellectual and textual sources. Hawza students learn the teachings of Islam with the purpose of then guiding the people to Islam, protecting the deen, doing tarbiyah, and fulfilling people's intellectual and spiritual needs. Exactly, that was the role of the wukala and the companions of the imams. And this important role did not end when imam went into ghaibah. In fact, it became even more important. Unlike popular misconceptions, the Hawza is very much up to date with current affairs and research going on in academic circles in other fields and other parts of the world. The Hawza has many platforms for presenting new research in various fields, and healthy discourses with differing opinions take place on a daily basis. The Hawza also makes use of different types of technology, including AI, to make research easier and more effective. In brief, the Hawza is buzzing with intellectual discussions in an ethical and spiritual environment, and an amazing place for those who want depth in understanding Islam, and thereafter taking the heavy role of guiding the people. Now, believe it or not, this is the end of this course. A long journey, but a blessed one which inshallah will bear many fruits. These videos were just recaps. Do watch the actual sessions to get a complete picture of the discussions, with all its details and really nice stories. So that's enough of me for now. So until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.